Well, David, first of all, I suppose congratulations. Looking forward to a McCrory Cup quarter final. But I think that was a day for resilience, toughness, hardness, you name it, more than maybe football. But there was some good football too.
There was just, I suppose, such an emotional day for us, you know, and there was just everything in there. And as you said, it was typical Donegal winter's day, and it was just a day for hard work and grind, you know.
Yeah. 1-0 down at half time, a strange first half, wasn't it?
Doesn't sound like a Gaelic score. No, it was a strange first half. You know, we would have been fairly happy though at half time. We spoke about the game before. If we were playing against the wind, you know, we had to slow the game down, keep possession, and to be fair, the lads did that really well, you know.
Yeah, you managed the game well, I thought, and I thought, Jimmy Grant and at centre half, at full back, and Jack Keller at centre half back were towers of strength in that opening half.
I don't like singling players out, look, but you know, the two guys you mentioned, just real quality, smart players, you know, and county standard players, and that's who you need to step up to the mark today, and they did, you know.
Yeah. As I say, we got off to a good start, you know, 2 points, quick points on the resumption, or quick enough anyway.
Yeah, and then they kind of replied, and it was, I think, maybe
3-2.
They went ahead, and then we got a goal. You know, and to be fair, we got a goal. We quickly got a point, and I thought we managed the game fairly well after that. I know they got a penalty at the end, and I was thinking, my God, but you know.
Well, you had the breathing spit at that time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we had. I think we were 4 or 5 points up at that stage. But look, they managed the game really well in the second half.
You brought Shane O'Donnell to centre half forward. I know he was playing a roving role all over the place in the first half, but he was more attacking centre half forward in the second half. Yeah, he shaped the game.
And I suppose the conditions that had a part to play in that. You know, what the wind in the second half, he knew himself, and we spoke at half time that he'd be able to get forward a little bit more, you know, which was the case, and he kicked some just unbelievable scores there, you know.
You persisted with two up for a long time, but then it took a high ball in. That's in the manual.
No, well, look, absolutely. You know, we practice at a training, and we say there's absolutely nothing wrong with lumping it high in at times because it causes panic.
Yeah, you got a point off.
Yeah, we've got a point off at luck, and it's something we probably need to do more, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I think it was. Jack Alcorn broke the ball and we got a point off it, all right.
Yeah, and then you got a point off a similar type ball for the goal.
And I suppose the weather was a lottery today, you know. But saying that, I thought we probably managed conditions a little bit better than they did.
There were terrible conditions.
Atrocious conditions, you know. Yeah. At half time, it was like something you might see. And the Arctic boys were just absolutely teeth shattering, freezing. But, you know, thank God we got the result at the end of the day.
Tell me, should the game be played?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now that we won.
Yeah. And looking forward to a quarter final now against St. Cormac.
Yeah, look, it is. But I just, the sole focus this week has been on other things. And the game was even secondary to that. So we just haven't thought about it at all. You know,
yeah, just said it's been a rough game, a tough week because of the sad passing of Callum Friel.
Yeah, tough week, surely. Like, I mean, the lads buried one of the best friends on Monday, and then they had to go play a game on a Saturday. It's a credit to themselves, to their families, and you know, and there was so much love for Callum and the team, and so much love for the Friel family. And I suppose we can't do many things, but we felt if we came out here and put on a performance, it was the best way to honour Callum's memory. You know,
so that's one for Callum.